Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, joined as always by our insightful analyst, Jane. Today is Tuesday, May 19th, 2026, and we've got a packed digest, starting with a story that's been making headlines for weeks. Elon Musk's lawsuit against OpenAI has been dismissed.
That's right, Paul. After 3 weeks of a highly publicized federal court trial, the jury landed on a very Elon conclusion. He missed a deadline. It turns out there's a 3-year statute of limitations on these claims, and his suit was filed too late.
So, all that drama, all those memes, and it comes down to a calendar technicality. Musk says he's appealing, but it really makes you wonder if it was all a bit of a waste of everyone's time, doesn't it?
It certainly does, Paul. It highlights the importance of legal timelines, even for the biggest names in tech. Meanwhile, in actual business news, Anthropic made a strategic move, acquiring Stainless to enhance its SDK and MCP infrastructure.
That's a significant play for Anthropic, focusing on core development tools. And speaking of big investments, we also saw Descartes raise a substantial $300 million to build low-latency AI infrastructure. This really signals the continued push for robust back-end systems, Jane.
Absolutely, Paul. These infrastructure investments are crucial for scaling AI capabilities, and it ties into the bigger picture we've been discussing about the massive capital flowing into AI. We're talking about figures like Microsoft's reported $100 billion investment in its OpenAI partnership. Less than person one, greater than less than person two, greater than, that's a staggering number, isn't it? It really underscores the scale of commitment from tech giants, even as some analysts are starting to question the overall economic viability and potential for an OAT AI bubble.
It certainly makes you think. Now, shifting gears to something more concerning, we have a major cybersecurity alert, the mini Shai-Hulo NPM supply chain attack. This compromised 317 NPM packages and harvested credentials, affecting AI development tools.
This is a critical threat, Paul. It's the same toolkit used in the SAP compromise just weeks ago, and it's designed to steal credentials across a wide range of services, including AWS, Kubernetes, GitHub, and even local password managers. Developers need to be extremely vigilant. Less than person one, greater than definitely, a wake-up call for security in the AI dev community. On a slightly more positive note, Cursor launched Composer 2.5 and announced a new SpaceX AI initiative for a larger model. That's an interesting name choice, Jane. Less than person two, greater than it is, Paul. It evokes a sense of ambitious, frontier-pushing development, much like its namesake. It signals a continued race for larger, more capable models with a focus on synthetic data and reward hacking for pre-training.
And for something a bit more experimental, Andon Labs revealed the results of their AI radio experiment. They let 4 different AI models run their own radio stations, revealing some fascinating AI personalities, including agency and even rebellion.
I love that story, Paul. It's a fun way to explore the emergent behaviors of AI agents when given autonomy. We're seeing AIs not just follow instructions but develop distinct styles and even entrepreneurial skills. Less than person one, greater than. It's a glimpse into a future where AI might run more than just radio stations. Also today, in a very unique development, Pope Leo XIV is preparing to publish his first AI encyclical, Magnifica Humanitas. That's a significant cultural moment for AI, wouldn't you say? Less than person two, greater than, absolutely, Paul. It shows how deeply AI is permeating every aspect of society, even reaching the highest spiritual authorities. It's a testament to the need for ethical and philosophical guidance as this technology evolves, especially as public trust in AI is declining. Less than person one, greater than indeed. And before we wrap up, we also saw OpenAI launch ChatGPT Personal Finance for Pro users with bank account integration, and Netflix established Incubator, a GenAI native animation studio. So AI is clearly integrating into daily life and creative industries at a rapid pace. Less than person two, greater than these are great examples of practical AI applications, from managing personal finances to revolutionizing content creation. It's a mixed bag of news today, with breakthroughs, security concerns, and societal reflections.
A truly dynamic day in AI, as always. That's the MergeSort AI Digest for May 19th, 2026. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.